With COVID-19 and people working from home, there were a lot more animals brought in for, you know, to homes, and also a lot of animals adopted from the ISPCA as rescue animals. So with people returning to work and the lifting of restrictions, what we're finding now is that the number of animals being brought back into our care has gone up significantly. Also, the number of people who are available to adopt has gone down, along with the number of people who prefer to foster. For Donegal alone, last year in 2021, the dog pound in Letterkenny took in 150 dogs, for example. So far this year, we're only halfway through the year, the number is at 170. So therefore, the number of animals being released back into our care has significantly gone up. So what we're doing really at the moment this week is just putting an appeal out, appeal to people who would consider adopting if they were prepared to put their name forward, or even to foster. And fostering is just a temporary home for an animal, but as part of an animal's welfare and rehabilitation, it's a fantastic help to the ISPCA. So that's our appeal. And if they can contact us, or go to our website at ispca.ie, and put their name forward there, or they can contact us on 0818 515 515.
One of the main messages here then must be that if, unless you have the time as well and can dedicate a part of your life to these animals, there's really no point in taking them on.
That's it. You know, from obviously it's a loving, caring home is what a dog needs. And particularly these dogs that we take in would have been through a certain amount of trauma, and we're working to rehab them. We're spending money on their veterinary fees and welfare fees and health fees, and you know, we're putting the dog in a position to be rehomed, but it is to a loving, caring home. So yeah, we really would want people to dedicate their time to the animal and to have it as part of the family.
The increased rehoming of dogs putting pressure on your services then, and is more volunteers required, or is there anything that the public can do to help on that scale of things?
Yeah, and as I said, if they can't adopt, even put the names forward for fostering, and that's only a temporary measure, you know, to take an animal in just for a few weeks, and it can be a tremendous help to us in terms of the rehab of the animal, so we really appreciate that. Yeah, our resources are under greater pressure this year. Obviously, as I said, the likes of the costs, veterinary costs, welfare costs, health costs, you know, just you know, the additional costs that we've incurred this year. If anybody is prepared to make a donation to us or whatever, again, ISPCA, go to the donation section there, we really appreciate it. And yes, if we have our rehab centre in Remelton, just north of Letterkenny there, and Denise and her team would be delighted to hear if anybody's prepared to put their names forward to volunteer for us. We'd really appreciate the help.